Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we have a great mix of technology headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Offshore Accounting Services, a boon for U.S. businesses, says Wiz Consulting. Offshore accounting services are proving to be a game changer for U.S. businesses, offering efficiency, scalability, and high-quality financial support, according to Wiz Consulting. By outsourcing to qualified professionals overseas, companies can access a global talent pool at a fraction of the cost of an in-house team. With time zone advantages and cloud-based technologies, offshore teams provide round-the-clock productivity and faster turnaround times. Wiz Consulting offers comprehensive services covering bookkeeping, payroll processing, U.S. tax preparation, accounts payable, receivable, and more, all in compliance with U.S. GAAP. Their industry-specific expertise and use of platforms like QuickBooks and Xero ensure clients receive reliable, audit-ready financial data for strategic growth and regulatory compliance.
Tech Media Breaks, D-Wave Quantum Inc. raises $400 million through equity offering. D-Wave Quantum Inc. has raised $400 million through an equity offering program. The sales of common stock closed at an average share price of 15 and 18 cents, representing a 149% premium over previous sales. The company plans to use the proceeds for strategic acquisitions, working capital, and capital expenditures. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz stated that they have the strongest balance sheet among public quantum computing companies. D-Wave is a leader in quantum computing systems and services, offering the world's first commercial quantum computers. With over 200 million problems submitted to their systems, they are shaping quantum-driven advancements for the future. For more information, visit dwavequantum.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Heartcore Enterprises, HTCR, enters agreements for up to $27 million to fund M&A and maintain NASDAQ listing. Heartcore Enterprises, Inc., HTCR, has secured agreements for up to $27 million with Crom Structured Opportunities Fund LP to fund M&A activities and maintain its NASDAQ listing. The agreements allow for the issuance of $2 million in Series A convertible preferred stock and the sale of up to $25 million in common stock over time. The funds will be used to advance their M&A strategy, focusing on recurring revenue, AI-driven tech, and cross-sell opportunities, as well as to meet NASDAQ's minimum equity requirement. Headquartered in Tokyo, Japan, Heartcore offers enterprise software and consulting services globally, including SaaS solutions and data analytics services. For more information, visit their website at heartcore-enterprises.com/.
Biomed News Breaks. Orogenix, Inc., NYS American, OGEN, announces $20 million preferred stock and warrant offering. Orogenix, Inc., a developer of intranasal pharmaceuticals for neurological disorders, has announced a $20 million preferred stock and warrant offering. The offering includes up to 800,000 shares of Series H convertible preferred stock and accompanying warrants priced at $25 per unit. Each warrant allows purchase of an additional preferred share at $25, with preferred shares convertible into common stock at $2.50. The gross proceeds could total $20 million, supporting ONP2 concussion trials, R&D, repayment of a $3 million bridge note, and general corporate needs. The closing is expected on or about July 2, 2025, with Dawson James Securities, Inc. acting as the sole placement agent. For more information, visit orogenixwebsite.orogenix.com.
Investor News Breaks, Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ, BLNE, raises $6.5 million, slashes debt to strengthen financial position. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE recently raised $6.5 million through its ATM and equity line of credit programs, while also reducing debt by $5.3 million in the first half of 2025. This move significantly strengthened the company's financial position, cutting third-party obligations to $2.3 million. With over $6 million in cash and approximately $40 million in shareholders' equity as of March 31st, Beeline is well-positioned for growth. CEO Nick Luzza described these actions as a defining moment amid anticipated rate cuts and rising momentum in its SaaS division, Beeline Labs. Beeline Holdings is a leading digital mortgage platform headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, focused on transforming property financing with speed, simplicity, and transparency. Research finds that pesticides disrupt inflammation-linked bacteria. Research has found that pesticides disrupt inflammation-linked bacteria in the gut, impacting the body's inflammatory system. A new preclinical study has revealed the specific effects of pesticide compounds on microbes in the human digestive system. These findings could be valuable for R&D teams at Solagenix Inc., SNGX, as they work on developing the next generation of treatments. This research highlights the importance of understanding the impact of pesticides on gut health and inflammation. For more information, visit biomedwire.com. Octopus, BYD collaborate to usher in EV and charging bundle for motorists. BYD has partnered with UK energy supplier Octopus Energy to introduce the Power Pack bundle for electric vehicle drivers in the United Kingdom. This bundle, unveiled at Octopus Energy's Energy Tech Summit, will cost UK drivers just under $375 per month. It will be interesting to see how other companies like Massimo Group, MAMO, view the potential for similar collaborations. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Investor news breaks. Secure Private Data Ltd., CQBIT, SWEF, FSE, GDT0, closes $1.7 million private placement to fund global expansion. Secure Private Data Ltd., a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and privacy communications platform, has closed a $1.7 million private placement. The non-brokered placement raised gross proceeds of approximately $1.2 million. Company officers and directors purchased 450,000 units, and fees included cash payments and broker warrants. The net proceeds will support marketing efforts across the United States, Europe, and Africa, as well as provide general working capital. Secure Private Data offers encrypted emails, secure messengers, and communication tools for consumers, businesses, and governments worldwide. Neuralbase to change name to BMP AI Technologies, Inc., reflecting evolving business strategy and technological vision. Neuralbase AI Ltd., operating as BMP AI, is rebranding as BMP AI Technologies, Inc., to align with its evolving business strategy. The new name emphasizes the company's focus on next-generation AI solutions for enterprise SaaS, automation, and data-driven tools. CEO Vignesh Dobal stated that the change reflects their commitment to innovation. The transition follows recent developments and upgrades, positioning the company as a leader in AI technology. The ticker symbol, NBBI, will remain unchanged. Shareholders do not need to take any action. Stay tuned for updates on the refreshed website and branding in the coming weeks.
GeoVax to raise approximately $6 million of gross proceeds in public offering. GeoVax Labs, Inc. announced a public offering to raise approximately $6 million in gross proceeds. The offering involves the sale of 9.2 million units, each consisting of one share of common stock and warrants to purchase additional shares. The company will issue warrants to purchase up to 18.5 million shares at 65 cents per share with a five-year term. Roth Capital Partners is the exclusive placement agent for the offering. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The closing is expected around July 2, 2025, pending customary conditions. GeoVax is a biotechnology company developing vaccines against infectious diseases and therapies for solid tumor cancers, with ongoing clinical trials for COVID-19 and oncology treatments.
Redwood Logistics and customers share success stories at OTM SIG 2025. Redwood Logistics, a leading fourth-party logistics provider in North America, will showcase their Oracle WMS Cloud implementation and 3PL-centric strategies at the OTM SIG 2025 User Conference in Minneapolis. They will highlight how integrated logistics systems drive performance in warehousing and transportation with real-world examples from Redwood and their customers. Bill Warrington, Senior Director at Redwood, will discuss the transformative impact of Oracle WMS Cloud on warehouse operations. Sessions will cover topics like labor optimization and network routing optimization. Customers like Hormel Foods and HWI will also share their success stories at the conference. Attendees can join hosted events throughout the week to network and learn more about Redwood's offerings. Q&A with Sumner Lee, founder and CEO of Fuse Integration. Sumner Lee, founder and CEO of Fuse Integration, discusses the company's focus on delivering innovative tactical edge networking solutions for defense customers. By connecting with military users and understanding their pain points, Fuse has differentiated itself in the complex defense market. Lee's background as a naval aviator drives the company's commitment to flying with users, listening, testing, and adapting to ensure their products meet the actual needs of the warfighter. Fuse is harnessing AI to transform tactical communications, ensuring seamless connectivity even in denied environments. Additionally, the company is monitoring and addressing the evolution of drones to enable unmanned systems to engage with human warfighters. Lee emphasizes the importance of staying connected with users, whether in defense or other industries, to drive innovation and success in high-stakes environments like defense. Spin unveils major fleet overhaul in Baltimore to advance safety, accessibility, and community mobility goals. Spin, a leading micromobility operator, has launched a major fleet upgrade in Baltimore, with over 95% of its fleet now composed of the new C1 model. This move reinforces the city's commitment to innovation, safety, and inclusive transportation access. Spin scooters in Baltimore have logged over 80,000 rides in just the last month, reflecting a surge in adoption. The new C1 scooter features rider-focused upgrades like a lower deck height for better balance, a front-mounted battery design for durability, and a built-in wireless phone charger. These upgrades align with Baltimore's goals of transportation equity and emission reduction, making Spin a key partner in improving sustainable transportation access in the city. Q&A with Aaron Altscher, Vice President of Information Technology at Carr Properties. Aaron Altscher, Vice President of Information Technology at Carr Properties, leads the company's technology strategy, focusing on innovation and operational excellence. With a background in real estate technology, automation, and cybersecurity, Aaron implements cutting-edge solutions to enhance building operations and customer experiences. Carr Properties is an early adopter of data analytics in real estate operations, leveraging operational technology data for real-time decision-making. By centralizing analytics, Carr has improved building performance, compliance, and sustainability. Incorporating AI into operations, like with Nantum OS, has led to cost savings and sustainability gains. Technology is also used to streamline new development processes, improving efficiency and decision-making. Ultimately, Carr's focus on technology translates into better tenant experiences by optimizing building environments and services. Cybersecurity is a top priority, ensuring that digital infrastructure is as secure as physical structures, creating safe, innovative, and trustworthy environments.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.